Hey guys, before I take you to today's content, I want you guys to take advantage of our Pro Web Legal Services initiative that we have going on right now in the second quarter of 2024. What is that? Well, it's a website that you get 100% full-blown website with 1 year maintenance, because with SSL certificate, hosting, etc., all for 50% less than the normal cost. This offer used to be $4,500. We're now giving it to you for $2,250, 100%, no strings attached. All you have to do is go to the show notes right now and click on the link where it says Pro Web Legal, and you'll get all the information. So until then, enjoy the show.
Welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Law Firms, the podcast that provides you with all the latest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are looking to substantially increase your caseload in the next 6 months, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy. Welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Law Firms. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day, everyone. I hope you guys are having a rocking week thus far. Today, I want to talk to you about something that's, I think, falls under the radar when it comes to SEO campaigns. And it really should not fall under the radar. And what I'm talking to you about right now is user experience, because to me, it actually dictates how your SEO ranking is going to perform. Now, again, I'm not saying that you need to have the right user experience in order for it to work. You're still going to get backlinks. You're still going to get traffic and everything like that. But my point is, if you do all this work to get traffic to your website, shouldn't the user experience be important? User experience on a website is like the experience in your store. So let's put this in perspective. Let's say you are a nail salon. I don't know anyone who has a nail salon here, but just hear me out. I'll give you a law example in a second. But let's say you're a nail salon, and it looks nice. I mean, you know, someone Googles you, and they go, "Oh, there's one right up the street." They don't call. They go, "Let me go see if they have any appointments." You walk in, and it's chaos. You know, like, first of all, you walk in and no one acknowledges you, and it's chaos. It's not a great, quote unquote, user experience. You really think that, if that person is really, really desperate, that person will probably sit down in a chair and get their nails done. But if they're not, and they're really not pressed for time, they're going to move on, period. That's a fact. and never go back. So that's what user experience is like. So now let's put this in a law firm. You know, someone Googles you, they find you. Let's say they do make a call, and you know, they want to. There's some people who want to go to the firm to get a feel. Now I know a lot of times people get the initial consultations over the phone, yada yada yada. And that may still be the case, but the second they walk into your law firm, if they don't get that warm and fuzzy, do you really think they're going to retain? If the experience when they walk in, like, they're not greeted nicely, let's say, or there's papers all over the place and people are yelling and screaming and it just seems a bit chaotic, Do you really feel that your law firm has given that visitor the proper user experience? The answer is no. So that's how important user experience is to a website, because you spent all this money to get traffic to the site and you don't have user experience. That is bad. So to me, it is about 50% of what the important, it's about 50% of the success of an SEO campaign. And the reason why I'm saying SEO now, because I mentioned an SEO because most of the times we do SEO campaigns to the website. A lot of times when we do pay-per-click advertising, it's not to the website, it's to a landing page. So it's a little different. Does user experience have to be good there? Yes, it does. But it's a lot easier to give you a great user experience of a landing page because there's only one thing you want them to do. Well, two things. Either fill out a form or give you a call, right? So it's real simple. But when it's a website, you've got different navigations, you got different factors, okay? But anyway, I don't want to make this, because this is not a difficult topic whatsoever, and I don't want to make this episode very long, but I'm going to give you at least five factors on the areas that can impact and improve the user experience on your website. You know, right? So make sure that you pay attention to these things. I know I've mentioned these in the past before, over the last year. We've had a ton of episodes, and they're all great, wouldn't you say? Anywho, so let's start focusing on improving these, especially going into 2024. So the number one thing I want to discuss in terms of user experience is page load speed. Okay. When you have a fast load time, it's going to enhance the user experience. And of course, SEO. SEO looks at that. The search engines love a quick loading page. It actually boosts. Like, for instance, you can have a website, like say a competitor of yours, who has more backlinks, more relevant sites, you know, maybe even more experience than you. Everything is better, but yours loads quicker. Do you know that the search engines are going to give you preference? It's a little tidbit for you. So page load speed is important for user experience. Number two, mobile responsiveness. Okay. How friendly is your mobile design? How user friendly is your mobile design? Again, user experience. And given the fact that most, and it's so funny because I just had this conversation with someone else, but and they had some data which showed the opposite of what I'm about to say. But in all of the clients that I have, the majority of the traffic in the last 5 years have come from mobile devices. As a matter of fact, and this is just my clients, it's about 68% of the converted traffic. 68% of people who have either picked up the phone and called or filled out a form on the website or did something with a chatbot came from mobile devices. And I'm talking about 68% of the SEO traffic. I'm not talking about landing pages or, you know, the pay-per-click traffic. I'm talking about SEO traffic. So what does that tell you? That is telling you that mobile responsiveness is a great thing that you need to start paying attention to because it's going to enhance the user experience. Number three is engaging content. The fact is, and I've talked about this many times over the year, over this past year, quality content keeps users and search engines engaged. Now, it definitely keeps users engaged, and that's something that's self-explanatory. But a lot of times when I tell people to keep search engines engaged, they look at me like I'm funny because they're saying, well, search engines are just machines. What do you mean they're engaged? Here's the deal. The search engines are a lot different today than it was back when I started in 2007. The search engines have a time on clock where if they, you know, they actually read content. So if you have, there's some mechanism that I don't want to get into right now because it's going to get too technical, that will keep the search engine engaged with your content. And you have to do it this way in order for it to enhance your user experience. Again, very important. Number four, intuitive navigation. Here's the deal, and especially on mobile devices, you want to have easy navigation because it actually shows an improved user satisfaction. And this is something that was done by a lot of studies, TechCrunch. A lot of publications have done this study, and they all come up with very similar numbers, some higher, some lower, but very similar. If you range it out, it's very similar numbers where they show an improved user satisfaction rating. Okay, so intuitive navigation. Do not make your navigation difficult. When you do that, you don't have a good user experience. Number five, last and definitely not least, reduced bounce rate. Bounce rate is something that I have not talked about in quite some time. We'll spend a little bit of time, not too much time, because it's kind of a boring topic. But, you know, bounce rate is something that's very key for an SEO campaign, okay? Because when you have a high bounce rate, it's saying that the way the traffic is getting there is not relevant to where the source that it got it from. So in other words, if you're getting backlinks from irrelevant sources, it tends to turn people off. It's not a good user experience. I haven't seen it in a lot. I haven't seen it as often as I used to back in, as late as 2012, I still was seeing some of this, but it is something that pops up from time to time. I actually took on a client not too long ago that had this issue. I'm not getting a lot of traffic, yada, yada. And then I looked at where their backlinks, so a lot of their backlinks was coming from irrelevant sources. So you want to reduce that. A way to reduce bounce rate is by getting relevant sources. And unfortunately, I mean, this is a topic that it can go on and on and on, but it takes a while sometimes because it depends on how long you've had this backlink from these irrelevant sources that caused this bounce rate to work, because a bounce rate does not go up overnight. It's something that takes time. So if you have a bad bounce rate, it's happened over time. So it's going to take time to undo, unfortunately. I mean, that's the bad news. But the good news is that it can be done. You just have to have some patience. But we're talking about user experience here. If this is happening to you right now, you're not getting a very good user experience because people are expecting one content and you're giving them something else. And that's not your fault. That's your SEO's fault. But I'm just giving you some tidbits. So there you go. Those are the five user experience things that's going to impact the performance of your SEO campaign. That's really all I have for you today, guys. Make sure that if you're working with an SEO or any kind of agency that's doing SEO for you, make sure that you list this. You know, even send them this episode if you want, man. Get them upset with me for showing you the light. But this is very important, though. All jokes aside, very important. if you're taking your SEO to the next level in 2024, make sure that you start on this now. Well, you should have started on this a long time ago, but hey, now is when I'm talking to you about it. It's been a very busy year, unfortunately, but I just wanted to make sure that we discuss this before the year ends. So with that, folks, this has been Frank Deming, the local business guy. Take care, folks, and bye for now. Until next week. Peace out!
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Law Firms, the podcast that provides you with all the latest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you would like to know more about the topic we discussed in the show today, reach out to Frank and his team at 888-416-7752 and schedule a discovery call with one of the marketing consultants. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, send an email to podcast@lbmsllc.com and we will put you on the schedule. With that being said, until next week, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.